Welcome back, everybody, to the Board Society Podcast. I'm Timothy Chiro, your host, and
Your co-host right here, Bradley Crawford.
Bradley Crawford, and then we have...
Michael Nash.
Michael Nash, our guest. I'm really excited for this one, Michael. How are you guys feeling today?
I'm feeling great. Pretty good. I just woke up, so you know.
Oh, yeah, you did? Yeah. We were talking about, before here, about our trips to Washington, D.C., and how we wanted to take more trips like that.
I've never been.
You ever been?
No.
Oh, it's really cool.
I've not. The furthest I've ever been away from Kentucky is Florida.
Florida? Florida's a nice place, I've heard.
It was fun.
Except for Florida, man.
I like the beach. That's the best part.
Yeah? North Carolina has a nice beach, too. Michael, would you like to talk about your trip to...
Yeah, I did it whenever I was a junior in high school. And, like, basically, the electric company pays for different people to get to go. And I was lucky enough to be selected to get to go, so... We went all over the place in Washington, D.C., and that's the farthest I've ever been away from Kentucky.
That's the farthest you've ever been?
Yeah.
I think the farthest I was I went to New York at one point. It was really cool. I enjoyed New York. It's never a place that I'd like to be.
Yeah, I'd never want to go there.
living in. So, Michael, what are your plans for the next week? What are you doing for the next week?
This coming week?
Yeah.
Well, I'm waiting to see if the dog groomer lady comes me back.
Yeah?
Calls me back. I'm just hanging out with friends.
Is that like a dream job of yours, a dog groomer?
Not really, but I get to work with animals, and I think I really like that, so I'm pretty excited for it.
Right. Was machine learning, is that something you wanted to do for a living before you came to Campbellsville?
Well... It was more like a backup plan for me,
mm-hmm.
For if college didn't work out. And it was okay in high school, but it wasn't something I wanted to pursue. But I had some pretty cool experiences. Like, I got to make stuff for NASA and mm-hmm. all. I made a little filter for the International Space Station.
Oh, tell us more about that.
So basically NASA will select different schools in the United States to make parts for them. And they selected our school as part of a group to actually make a part that will go to the space station, because usually it's just training parts.
Right.
But they selected our design for the filter, and we made 10 of them, and they sent it up there, and so it's probably still up there today.
Michael Nash on the International Space Station. I didn't know we had Elon Musk on the podcast. Wow.
Yeah, it's really cool.
That is really cool. I'm a little bit... I'm a little bit jealous.
Yeah, I would be too. Like, it's just dope knowing that something that you had your hands on is now... Yeah,
something I made in touch.
In
is
space.
Up there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't you guys also write your name on a locker?
Yeah, they had a foot locker that one of the astronauts were going to use. They had us all sign our names on it, so it's up there too.
And look at That's you. Cool. When the aliens find us, they're going to be like, who's this Michael Nash and why is he so important? they're going to come looking for you first, Michael.
I'll be one of the first to die.
Do you guys think, are you guys scared of aliens visiting Earth?
We technically anything that isn't from here is an alien. So
That's true, yeah.
They could be... more intelligent than us, or they might not be, but I don't think that they would be.
Right.
Who knows, though? If they have huge cannons like they do in the movies and the UFOs, then they're obviously pretty intelligent. So,
that's true.
So I don't know.
I don't really believe in aliens.
You don't really believe in aliens?
Yeah, because, like, everything that happened here had to be so perfect for life to be sprung forth.
Right.
That I just don't really see how that could happen anywhere else.
Yeah. I don't believe in aliens either, honestly.
I believe in aliens, but I don't believe it's like... I don't think they're a life form like this that is conscientious. Conscientious? Yeah. Conscious. Whatever.
Did you see those Pentagon videos, though?
Yeah.
That's kind of weird, but I don't know. That's made me question it.
It kind of makes you wonder what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. It could have been just some guy that was like...
dressed.
No. Just dressed up as an alien. Like,
yeah. No, it was like spaceships on Air Force cameras.
Yeah.
I think I've seen...
It crashed. That spaceship crashed.
Yeah.
And they were like, well, it wasn't made on Earth. And it's like, how do you know it wasn't made on Earth, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, the technology's too advanced or whatever. But I don't know. Our technology... We have... I watched a video the other day. We have mecha suits.
Really?
Yeah, there's what? Mecha suits. You know, you guys know
yeah,
what that is.
Yeah, I know
is,
what right? that is.
That's
I
crazy.
Fortnite.
Yeah.
I play Fortnite.
Yeah, Bradley plays Fortnite. Yeah, we have freaking mecha suits. That's crazy, actually. Are you kidding
That's
me?
That's insane.
I never thought we would make it to a point where we're literally, we have fighting robots.
Yeah, that's crazy. Like,
I kind of wanted, when I was younger, I used to be obsessed with like mecha suits and stuff like that. Like, I used to be obsessed with like robotics. Yeah. But like, you know.
I was never into robots.
You were never into robots?
No. I wasn't really either.
Robots kind of scare me now.
I was actually in a robot competition though in high school. We had to like build robots.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
I built a robot too. What was your robot like?
So basically it was all designed for a competition that we were doing basically. Mm-hmm. And so like there was a bunch of different categories. You had like cost efficient, which was the one that cost the right. least amount. And so like they sent you a bunch of stuff and I don't think you had to include that in your cost. And so, like, you could use the stuff that it was from WKU. So, like, it was their mm-hmm. it was their tournament that they had. And so, like, they sent us a bunch of stuff that we could use. Like, they sent us like little motors and stuff that we could put in the robots. Mm-hmm. And so, we just had to basically connect it and everything. But so, you could also put in however much money you wanted to. So, really, at that point, it kind of depends on well, how much money is your school willing to put into this
right,
project?
Yeah.
But like our school, I come from a really small school and we're kind of poor. So like we couldn't really put very much money into it.
Right.
So we really had a cost efficient robot. But like, so basically the robot, the competition had like these two ramps and you had all the robots on a starting line. And so you had to go pick up balls out of like a little pen. And you had to drop it down the ramp and put it into like a...
Oh, so it wasn't like the robot fighting competition.
No, I wish it was, though. That would have been amazing. Yeah, like really put cool. like a big saw like right on the middle.
Just one of those like spears on the side where they just go...
Or like a flamethrower on your robot.
Let's go.
Or like a big black dildo. Oh,
there it is. There it is. What would we call that robot?
The Satisfier.
The Satisfier. Let's go. When I built a robot, it was a it was basically like a toy car. Like, that's it. It was just a car. But we built it from like Legos, and then we had like a motor, and then we had like it was really more of a RC car. But it was cool. It was cool. It was a cool little experience. Hopefully that picked up on Bradley's
mic. My mic just went out for a minute, but I saw it was picking up on your mic, so we'll be all right with that part. But I was really upset. I played a game called it was called the Steambot Chronicles on the PS2. It was on the Jump Pack or the Jam Pack PS2 disc. You know which ones I'm talking about? The demo disc?
I had one of those disc. For the original PlayStation.
It sounds familiar, yeah. But I can't really remember.
It was just a demo disc that you put in there. You got it free with like a PlayStation. So it's like, oh yeah, you like these games? You can come buy the whole version if you like it.
Yeah, it's just a whole bunch of random games.
I just played the demos over and over.
I did too.
What'd yours have on it?
Mine had like Tekken 2 is like a Street Fighter game, but mm-hmm. it had I can't think of the little orange guy who spins around.
Crash Bandicoot?
Yeah,
love Crash.
It had like Formula One racing game, snowboarding game, just different stuff like that, and I just go through and play all kinds of different ones.
Right. I had a Tomb Raider.
Yeah.
I think it was like 2003, like a 2003 set.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had the Steambot Chronicles on that, and then I had Tomb Raider, and then I had, what's his name? Ratchet and Clank, I think. Ratchet and Clank on there. But Steambot Chronicles is basically, it's a Steam-based, like, you know what steampunk is?
Yeah.
It's that, but they're mechas. It's like a steampunk mecha, and that was really cool. And then I had another game where you could just build your own robot, and then you fight those mechas against other mechas, and you level up your mecha. And then like they had like different legs, they had different bodies, and like they all worked differently. Mm-hmm. I cannot find what that game is. I've been looking forever for what that game is. I keep getting scared that the cord's going to fall out of my mic again. It's not the first time that's happened, though.
Yeah, your cord likes to fall out of your mic a lot.
It's crazy. I need to get a new mic.
Buy one like mine.
How much is it?
$75, and it comes with an arm.
I might buy it.
Haley, I think Haley's going to buy one, too, because she was like, hey, send me a link to your mic. I think she's going to buy one.
I mean, you can sell the arm on the black market, too.
That's true. Wait a minute.
It's going to make a huge profit.
I'm going to put it on my robot. Speaking of Haley, we're going to start streaming together, all of us. All of us in this room.
Oh, are we?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hopefully.
Michael's going to build a computer.
No. Michael's going to get an Xbox. You can use my Xbox if you want.
Yeah. Haley's letting me borrow hers right now.
Okay. I mean, I'm not using mine very often, so I'll let you use it. The only thing is please don't destroy my ranking in Call of Duty, all right?
You're trash at Call of Duty, I bet.
Oh, what do you mean?
I'm goated. The guy on my stream yesterday told me, he was like, dude, you were so goated on Call of Duty.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Ooh, please let me on your stream.
I sent him to my old...
Please let me be on there. I love shit. You're so good at Fortnite. I'm just kidding. You are good at Call of Duty and Fortnite, though. I'll give you that.
I'm not that great at Fortnite.
You're better than I am.
I'm getting a lot better, and I'm going to be good, right. But I'm not good yet.
I can definitely tell that there's a little bit of a gap between you and Ninja, so...
Dang.
Yeah, I'm you're not quite Ninja, but
I want to be better than Ninja, though, you know?
Well, good luck with that one.
Like, I want to be, like, Clicks.
Oh,
or Booga. Or FaZe Replays, like, they're all better.
I literally saw, I was on Twitter last night, and I saw one of my Twitter posts that I forgot about, and FaZe put out, should we put Gulag in Fortnite? And I said, no, shut up. I don't think Gulag should be in anything else but Call of Duty.
Yeah, honestly, let's not put the Gulag in Fortnite.
That would be a terrible idea.
I mean, if we did, we could do it like with box fights, you know? Like,
yeah.
Put you in a small box fight arena and be like, whoever wins this box fight goes back to the field.
Right. Michael's starting a YouTube channel.
I'm wanting to.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, we're starting it this we're starting next
I gotta
week.
Start yeah. uploading content.
It's true. You do. That's how you get known. Upload your stuff.
I've been getting viewers.
You can also download like your streams too. Michael, tell us a little bit about the YouTube channel you want to make.
So I'm thinking about like making it where I guess kind of like a more paranormal and mythos type channel. I want to talk about like urban legends, like Sasquatch, Chupacabra.
Right.
And I want to get to like some...
Oh, here they come.
Oh, yeah, the sirens going through.
They're coming wow. for you, TJ.
They're coming for me! Michael, get down!
Oh, wow. So we got an ambulance, we have a fire truck, and we have a fire rescue.
Must have been a wreck.
Yeah.
Probably.
Well... Thoughts and prayers.
On a for real note, why do the fire trucks go to a wreck unless the car's on fire?
I think it's just to keep the car from being on fire.
Just in case it catches on fire?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair.
Sometimes they have to cut them out and stuff too.
Oh, yeah. They cut. I didn't even think about that.
They have the little arm thing. What's it called?
Oh, I know, yeah.
Yeah.
Like if somebody gets stuck in the car.
Yeah. I think they're more helpful than the police are when it comes to a car accident.
I mean, really, all the police do is follow the paperwork.
Yeah, they're the actual rescue team. Shout out to the fire department boys. Yeah, fire department. No. me and Riley have a little joke. I'm not going to say what the joke is.
No. We'll talk about that one after the podcast.
Yeah, that's something we'll talk about after the podcast. We talk about, oh, yeah.
Oh, my channel.
Your channel.
So, yeah, I was wanting to talk about, like, Sasquatch, Chupacabra, and, like, maybe even go to less well-known urban legends and all. I think that'd be really cool. And,
what about, like, aliens? Are you going to talk about
that? Whoa.
Possibly, yeah. That's some point. And then I want to do more than just, like, monsters or whatever. I want to get into stuff like the real-life horror stories that inspired horror films, like the Conjuring series. And Lorraine Warren, their life inspired the Conjuring series.
They were actual like paranormal investigators, weren't they?
Yep. They worked with the Catholic Church.
Did you guys hear what happened like on set of those movies?
Mm-mm.
I think they had like a casualty. Like stuff started falling over. Yeah. Stuff was like falling over while they were filming.
Yeah.
They had all kinds of...
Wait, so they actually done it in like a haunted house?
I don't even know.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I don't even think it's
like,
haunted.
Stuff was falling over.
I think it was like guilty of association. So, like, because they were talking about that certain thing, that bad things happened to them. Did so it was like they
casualty
were
casualty in them. I didn't know that.
Yeah, they were conjuring the conjuring.
But yeah, it's like they were talking about demons and stuff. So I don't know. Maybe they conjured something up.
Yeah, they might have conjured something up. I hope they didn't though. Yeah. I think it was just. Hopefully it was just like, well, not hopefully, but it might have been just a freak accident.
They say a lot of horror movies are like based on true story. It kind of makes me wonder if they actually are.
Well, check out my channel and I'll let you know.
Yeah, he'll let you know.
Okay. All right, cool.
I'll be helping Michael in his little journey. That'll be really fun. Just something to do, you know, a little fun thing. I'll just be basically just recording it and then Bradley, I have a few things that I want to show you with the streaming stuff before you leave today.
All right.
So I'll be showing you how to do stuff on Twitch. I think that stuff's like super interesting.
Yeah, I find it pretty interesting. All kinds of paranormal stuff. I love learning about it and watching movies and stuff.
Right. I'm a very skeptical person.
Yeah.
Like, if there's like a... Let's say, like, you say that a place is haunted, and I go to that place, I'm going to go in there thinking it's not haunted.
Yeah, yeah.
And then that place has to convince me that it's haunted.
Yeah, and that's understandable. Like, anything like that, you have to try to find rational reasons, because, like, you can't just say anything's a ghost or whatever.
Yeah.
And but if it gets to a point where you're, like, kind of making long jumps to get rational choice. Yeah. It's kind of like, huh, what is happening here?
Yeah, like, oh no, a branch fell and broke through the thing and then knocked over a glass and then was blown out of the house.
Yeah.
That stuff would be weird. But like when you hear like old, like when I'm in an old house and then there's like creaking and people are like,
yeah,
it's like, no, that's just the house settling. Yeah, would you relax? Yeah. It's like, it's just like, I have to be skeptical, because if I'm not, then I'm like freaked out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's understandable.
It's like a defense mechanism in a way.
Is that how you justify the ghost in your house?
There's you're no like, ghost. Oh. There's you're no.
Like, you're like, oh, it's just the house. There's settling. No. Like, no ghost need to worry, guys. Like, there's no ghost in my house.
There is no ghost in this house. He keeps saying that there's a ghost in this house, but me and Israfil found out why it feels creepy. It's because their colors are just neutral, but they're different colors.
Are they actually different colors?
Like, well, like, this isn't, but if you walk into another room, it's like a tan. And then you walk in there, it's like wood. And then you walk in another part of the house, it's like drywall. And then concrete and stuff like that.
That is interesting.
So that's like, because it feels like a Frankenstein of a house. Yeah. So it's kind of like that, and that would be unsettling.
Yeah.
To feel like living in a cave, basically.
Yeah.
That's why this house feels creepy, is because it's just old and it's got different colors, you know. Like this carpet, all right, you guys can't see it on the podcast, I know that, but the carpet in my room is like a blue and like a gray, and then the carpet in my closet is brown, like a dark brown. Did you see it?
Yeah.
It's really weird.
That is weird. I didn't even think about that.
And then like,
I seen that whenever I came in here the first time, but I didn't even think about it.
Yeah, it's like, it's like, why? Why is it like that?
Yeah.
It's like they were trying to be, like, make a variety, like, of colors, but they just didn't do a good job doing it.
Yeah.
Who knows? They might have got cheap, like, just leftover stuff people wanting to get rid of.
They're yeah.
Like, I'm just buying it up.
Yeah, just throw it in. I mean, throw it in the closet.
I ain't going to live here. I'm just going to rent it out.
Yeah, true. I think my room is the coolest part of the house.
Oh, yeah. Though. Oh, yeah.
It's definitely, it's got the coolest view. It's got the nicest stuff. I can't wait to start streaming in here. It's gonna be fun. What is your favorite cryptid?
My like, favorite cryptid?
Yeah.
The
Fog Man.
I don't know. Like, as far not urban legend wise, but like I think werewolves and vampires are pretty cool to learn about. Twilight stuff.
Yeah, right.
But like the actual old legends of it are pretty interesting
too. Right. Well, like vampires were like, I heard a bunch, like there's a bunch of different stories about vampires, but I think the coolest one is they escaped from hell and now they're trying to like make the place, like make Earth their own.
Yeah.
And then werewolves were sent in human form to kill them.
Yeah.
That's the reason why werewolves exist, and that's why it's a curse to be a werewolf.
Do you believe in vampires?
No. It's just a fun thing.
Just a fun thing to learn about, talking about.
It's just a fun story. It's like reading a book.
So this guy that I used to be best friends with in like late elementary school and middle school, he believed in vampires for a while. And like he was talking to some self-acclaimed vampires on Facebook. And like he wanted to be a vampire.
Yeah.
People. And like they actually had him convinced that they were real and that they were going to come turn him into one when he turned like a certain age.
Wow.
And so like his mom like found out, and you know, like I told him, I was like, dude, I was like, they're not real. Like you need to chill.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you're telling him your address and everything. I was like, you're going to get yourself killed. And like his mom found out and he got in so much trouble.
Right.
And he was like, all right, I don't believe in vampires anymore. And I was like, good, good.
But there's actually a
it's a town.
There's a show on Netflix called Dark Tourist,
mm-hmm.
and this guy basically just goes to different countries, different places, and goes to tourist destinations that most people probably wouldn't like to go to.
Yeah.
Like he went to Japan, went to Suicide Forest, and went to I can't remember the name of the island.
Logan Paul style, baby.
Yeah, he went to one of the islands where there's this huge nuclear explosion from mm-hmm. one of the plants, and
was it Chernobyl?
No, it was in Japan.
Oh, it was in Japan. Oh.
Yeah, it was more recent, 2011 or something like that, that explosion happened. But he went to New Orleans, and he found these people who wanted to be vampires. And it was just a house full of different people who called themselves vampires. And there was a guy who he would choose different young boys who lived in the house to drink blood from. Every night. He said that.
What the heck?
He said that he feels weak and exhausted if he doesn't drink blood. And doctors have tried to give him medicine and stuff, but blood was the only thing that worked. So he'd take a scalpel and like cut their back open and just squeeze it and start sucking on their back.
What in the heck? Like, what
that's
the
disgusting. Heck? That's how people. That's how people die.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't know what.
I think. Yeah, it's weird. I think a lot of the mythos of vampires comes from like old religions that used to do the same things that vampires did,
mm-hmm.
but they weren't vampires. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then werewolves are like, they're weird. Like werewolves come from most werewolf stories are like, there was a boy in a cave and that boy. My mic came unplugged again.
There's a boy in a cave, and then that boy bit someone, and then everyone else became a...
Yeah, it's weird. You know, I don't really know how it all gets started, but it's probably just like people just see... Maybe they saw like a really big wolf or something. Mm-hmm. Wolves are really big anyway.
Yeah, they're huge. Yeah. Like, why are they so big?
But, you know, they probably just see stuff like that, and it's night. And
right.
I mean, it was back whenever there wasn't science as much.
Yeah.
People didn't have explanations for stuff, so they just make up what makes sense to them.
Scooby-Doo style, baby. Have you guys seen the cryptid? I think my favorite one is the jackalope.
Oh, yeah.
It's basically a jackrabbit and an antelope put together.
Yeah.
It's so stupid.
Yeah, it's just a rabbit with antlers.
It's weird because some cryptids have been proven to be real, and like the one that pops into my mind is the platypus.
Yeah.
Like that was a cryptid. That's so weird.
It used to be a cryptid.
Yeah, there used to be a cryptid. People were like, yeah, there is a duck beaver. And they're like, you're nuts, that's not real. And then one day they were like, holy crap, there was a freaking duck beaver.
I bet real hard Squatch believers use that as motivation.
You believe in the Sasquatch, Bradley?
So, well, I'm not saying I don't, but...
Well, so, I'm not saying no, but I'm not saying yes either.
So, I don't think I do, but I think that this guy, there's a story behind this, okay? So, whenever I was, like, right after sixth grade, like, in the summer between sixth and seventh grade, mm-hmm. I actually went to camp. And there was a camp counselor there that like, told us these stories, and he was like, yeah, Bigfoot's real. He was like, right now he's in China. He was like,
he can just teleport to China.
He was like, we're trying to keep him hidden from the public. He was like, I work for this agency, and we just kind of take him across the world.
Yeah, I think they were just
They were definitely pulling our leg.
Yeah.
It's camp counselor. You're over kids. He's just trying to give you all a story.
Yeah, guys, we flew him on a private jet.
I work for I work for.
He's actually a businessman.
I work for the TNR organization. Totally not real.
Yeah, I work for the bullcrap. I am actually a bullcrapper. Yeah, the Sasquatch. It's just like,
yeah,
that there used to be animals that looked close to what the Sasquatch looked like, mm-hmm. and that's probably what most of the stuff was. And people think that the Sasquatch is a creature that still could exist, but there's no way. There's no way we would have found it by now.
Well, I'm kind of on the fence about it, but I'm not like super like, oh yeah, Sasquatch is real. I'm not gonna go hunt for him. But like it's probably a myth is what it is.
Yeah.
But it is interesting whenever you start thinking about Canada. I think it's like 70-80% of the Canadian forests are unexplored.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know about Canada. Canada is a cold place. But I feel like Sasquatch, if he was going to lurk anywhere, he would lurk like where we are.
But he does have a lot of hair on him, supposedly.
Yeah, that's true. But like, I feel like he would lurk in like a subterranean rainforest. Which is actually, people don't know this, but we are a subterranean rainforest in Kentucky. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
It's just a rainforest that's like, sometimes it's cold, basically. That's it. Like during the winter, it's cold.
So that explains our temperature. Our weather fluctuations.
Yeah, not even that. It's just we're also in like the wind current, like this. Mm. Like the wind travels in like currents like this.
Yeah,
and it comes down. Also, guys, you can't see it, but I'm doing a motion. all the weather changes come through us and then are distributed. Which is really weird.
Yeah, it really messes our weather up.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Our weather is garbage.
Yeah, it's different
everywhere. Kentucky.
You know what animal I think is like really interesting though? Like I didn't think they were interesting because they're everywhere, but like deer.
Yeah.
Yeah, deer are really weird because they can survive in a lot of different climates. Yeah.
Deer get them on nerves.
They're pretty intelligent too.
until you have a big truck going towards them. They're like,
oh. That's true.
It's like they lost brain cells when they see it.
But like they're even mindful of their environment. Like the trap paths that they use, they always use those and try to keep out of the underbrush a lot to keep from killing all the plant life as much and all.
Right.
They do different stuff that's like shows that they have a little intelligence too. Mm-hmm.
Do you know the cryptid the Jersey Devil?
Yes, I've heard about it.
What do you know about the Jersey Devil?
I can't really remember a whole lot. I think he can fly.
Yeah, he's like a goat man that can fly or something.
There's supposed to be a goat man where I'm from.
Right. There was a goat man. Oh my gosh. I'll tell you a story about it. I want to tell you like the backstory behind the Jersey Devil before I do anything. The Jersey Devil is from... It's from a story from where a witch turns her kid over to the devil. Like hands him over because she's tired of having kids.
Mm-hmm.
And then the kid is turned into the Jersey Devil. And, you know, that's where the story comes from. He's just a... And the worst part about it is the kid wasn't bad or anything. Yeah. He was a baby, and that's really sad. But when I was younger, I was talking to my mom or something, and we found a journal, like, of my grandparents. Not my grandparents, but my great-great-grandparents.
Mm-hmm.
When they moved here, they said that they were on a horse trail and something ran up and knocked over a wagon. And when they looked at it, it was a goat man.
Yeah.
I was like, ugh, yikes.
Yeah, there's supposed to be a goat man in Breckenridge County, in that area where I'm from.
Mm-hmm.
And they even, like, I don't remember what TV show it did. Came down and did a movie about it, about goat man. But the story behind this one is supposed to be that he sold his soul to the devil, and he tried not to go through with his end of the bargain or something.
Yeah.
So the devil cursed him and turned him into a half goat, half man.
I've heard about that.
Yeah. And it's supposed to have happened like 100 years ago or something.
Mr. What's his name from
Narnia, the...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like, Mr. Thomas.
Thomas,
Mr.
Yeah.
Thomas.
Are you talking about Mr. Beast?
Mr. Beast, no. yes, Mr. Beast, the goat man.
Yeah. He always wears
pants. Mr. Beast is the goat, though.
He is a goat.
He is a goat.
Of all time. He will never be on this podcast, but I really...
I wish
like
he was.
I like to dream. Oh, boys and girls, that is our timer. We are going to take a break because this room is really hot. And I'm turning the air conditioner back on. I don't want in the podcast. We will be right back. Welcome back, everybody. So, Bradley, you want to tell us a little bit about last week, what happened?
So, last week was a little bit weird, man.
A little bit weird? Yeah, you're telling me.
So, like, I don't know. Like, I was all good, you know, till we get in the podcast room and it's hot. And then, you know, like, I sit down and I'm all good for a little bit. And then all of a sudden, I started feeling nauseated and so, like, I started getting a headache, and I was like, what the heck? And so I started pouring sweat, and I was like, oh, my gosh. I was like, I'm going to go in the other room for a second and cool down.
Right.
So I get up, and as soon as I do, I start to feel lightheaded, and I was like, oh, gosh. And so, like, I leaned against the door frame, and I was like, oh, my gosh, I feel sick. And then the next thing I know, you guys are just yelling. You're like, Bradley, are you okay? And I was like, yeah, I'm fine. Like, what the heck are y'all doing? They were like, dude, you're on the floor. They were like, you passed out. And I was like, no, I didn't. But then I looked down and I was on the floor and I was so confused. I was like, what the heck? And so I was like, I guess I did. That was weird. And so, like, yeah. I get up and I lay down on the bed in the cool room and I start to instantly feel better, right? And so, like, I get up, and I'm like, let's go check my blood pressure because I have high blood pressure. And so we're going, and TJ's going to take me. And as soon as I step out the door on the back patio, I started to feel lightheaded again, and I just passed out again. And after I came back to it, I was like, yeah, maybe I should go to the hospital.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, I'm calling 911 again.
Yeah, so basically, I'm on a lower dose of medicine now for my high blood pressure.
Right.
But holy crap, that was terrifying. I thought I was dying.
Yeah, we thought you were dying too. It was crazy. Yeah, but Bo was talking about the last podcast, how I rambled for like 2 or 3 minutes about it. But I'm like, you do know, like, if I don't tell people, like, the whole story and get the consent, I'm going to have, like, a lot of backlash. So yeah,
no, I'm cool with that.
You literally...
Like, I literally told you. I was like, we're keeping that on
there. Yeah, you were like, so we're keeping that on there, right? I was like, yeah, we can. We actually had something interesting happen to us last night, me and Michael and Bowden.
It was so weird.
You want to tell them the story?
So we were just, like, it's probably, what...
About midnight,
something like that. And Bo was playing his music loud, of course.
Yeah, and I told him to turn it down 100 times, and he was like, "We're just not gonna bother them." And I'm like, "Yes, they are, bro. It's like it was a Wednesday night. People have to work in the morning."
But he's playing his music loud, and he's talking real loud. And there's this like group of three people that just walked by, and I mean, it's not uncommon to see people walking around here at night. And then one guy says, "Hey, you know Joe Montana?" We said, "No." He said, "You want to meet him?" And Bo said, "No, not really." And they just kept walking. And then I looked up to see who Joe Montana was, and I saw it was like an ex-professional football player. And I was like, is this guy dead? And I looked it up, said he died in a car wreck. So the guy basically threatened to kill us, I guess.
Yeah.
What the heck?
We were threatened to be killed last night.
I didn't have my gun with me or anything.
You always have your gun with you. Why didn't you have your gun?
I just didn't think I'd need it.
Do you have your gun right now?
No.
Ah, that's okay.
What if it happens again?
I cannot believe that guy threatened to kill us like that. Because that's literally what that was. That was a literal death threat.
Yeah.
Gosh. He literally asked us if we wanted to meet a dead person.
Yeah, that's
pretty shady.
Honestly, there are so many drugs in this town, he's probably just high.
Right. Michael said, "Do you want to meet Freddie Mercury?" Yeah. Yeah. I was like, nah, I'm all right. Yeah, stuff like that is crazy. That's how people get killed, honestly. Just people just, they get mad for no reason and then do stuff like that. I don't like that.
Yeah.
I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
I don't like that.
No, it was fine, though. I didn't call the police or nothing. It wasn't anything terrible. Yeah. I think he was just joking anyway.
Yeah, I think he thought he was being funny or something.
Yeah. I can never sit on my porch again, though.
He was probably high. Or drunk.
The day before, like, a bunch of, like three teenagers came by screaming at the top of their lungs. This place is crazy.
Yeah. The night before that, me and Haley were here. And there was that girl who was walking away from this guy on a moped, and the guy kept following her. And she kept saying, "Get away from me," and all this stuff, and spitting at him and all. And he just kept following her.
Yo, it's been weird. It's been a weird week.
What about the other night when Justin was taking that phone call and those people were sitting across the road?
Oh, yeah. Holy crap.
They said, "Are you calling the cops on us?"
Yeah, he had a phone call from his mom or something, or his brother.
TJ, you live right off campus, but I think you're already in a bad neighborhood.
Yeah, I know.
literally just barely off campus.
I mean, there's always people walking around campus. Like, campus security approaches people all the time that are just, you know, randoms. Yeah. On campus.
People have been mugged on campus and everything.
Oh, I know. Remember that time that person came on campus over there by Ariel's dorm and said something to them, I think, maybe, and they called campus security?
No.
You don't remember that?
No.
You'd have to ask. I can't remember the exact story, but I'm pretty sure that it was just Haley and Ariel, maybe, and Kristen, maybe. They were all just sitting over there doing homework or something, and there was some guy that was on campus just going around saying stuff to the students.
Oh.
And I don't know exactly what it was. I can't really remember, but Ariel, like, called Corey on campus security and was like, "Yo, like, somebody's over here."
Yeah.
And, like, they said something to us, and, like, they came over there, and I think they had a couple cops come too. It was
right.
It was something. Weird crap happens all the time around here.
did you see the other night, or do you remember the other night when we drove past campus and we looked down the road and there was, like, a bunch of, like, police officers?
Yeah, there was,
like,
five or six cop cars.
Yeah, what the heck was that about?
What the heck was that?
I asked Israfil what that was about, and he was like, "I don't know, bro." And I was like, "All right, whatever."
Well, there was somebody sitting over there at the smoke spot, and there was a bunch of he was sitting on the bench. Did you see him?
Yeah.
And there was a bunch of cops, like, around him. I don't know if they thought he was drunk or what. I don't know.
He might have been.
He probably was, and he was probably just on campus, and security probably called the cops on him.
What's up with all, like, what's up with all the stuff that happens around campus? That's so crazy. Like, why? Like, I get that there's a lot of, like, I would feel like students should have more safety than they do.
Yeah, but, like, if you compare it, like, here to, like, bigger colleges, like public colleges, it's a lot worse. Like,
well,
there,
to be fair, we're also a smaller college, so it's kind of like the same scale if you think about it.
I think part of the reason why it's so bad here with all this stuff is Taylor County, if I remember right, it's, like, the worst county in Kentucky for methamphetamines and,
mm-hmm.
And
heroin.
Opioids and everything else.
Yeah, that's what Connor said.
Opioids are crazy. Yeah. I don't even know how opioids are legal. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, they shouldn't be.
Yeah, right? There's stuff that...
People get addicted to them so easily, and, like, the doctors hand it out like candy.
Yeah, there's stuff that's legal that should never be legal. Like just how easy they distribute opioids. I feel like people should be... held accountable for putting or
and
for
like
giving
stuff
them like
that. Benzos, like people, like I feel like that's more like needed,
yeah,
more necessary. But like at the same time, I feel like if they legalize medical marijuana, that could be used for the same kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, I can get that.
Like lots of people have been trying to prove scientifically that it's a good thing for a long time now.
Yeah, I saw an article yesterday that it was saying that they were like, "Oh, well, we need more research on it before we can pass it." I'm like, you guys have had marijuana here in the states since the United States was like built. So I don't get that argument. I think that argument's so dumb. Like,
yeah,
they need more research.
I don't think that it should be illegal. I mean, like the government could tax it so much, and like we could use it for so many things.
Right. Now, enhanced marijuana, I can understand them wanting to do more research on. You know what I mean?
Like what?
Like just marijuana that's like made to be stronger.
Oh, like the stuff that's made like under the lights.
Yeah.
Mount?
Yeah, stuff like that.
Like the, what do they call it, hydroponics?
Yeah, that stuff's crazy.
I saw on Twitter, it's an Uber Facts account. So some of the stuff they say, I don't know how true it is. But
right.
It's pretty interesting. They said that the guy who helped like start pushing to get marijuana made illegal, said that it was that black people used it to lure in and basically drug white women.
See, that's so crazy.
Yeah, it's so messed up.
It's so racist to say.
Yeah,
it's so
really, I mean, yeah, but like I could see that.
But back in the 50s,
used as an argument, not like logically, but like I could see like people trying to use that back in the day.
Yeah, and like back.
I'm glad that people disproved that. You know what I'm saying? Because that just gives it a whole bad name, and I don't really think it's bad.
Yeah. Now I don't get how people are able to get roofies really easily.
What's that?
Roofies? That's the pill that they put in drinks and it dissolves it because it's soluble. And then people will drink their drinks and they'll pass out.
Oh, like the date rape drugs?
Yeah, that's exactly that's what it is.
Oh.
Bill Cosby got arrested for using it a lot.
A lot of people have been arrested for that. Because it's so easy to get.
Is that? Yeah. Can you get that at a pharmacy?
No.
I was about to say. Well, I mean, no. Like I Rite just Aid. Like you said, it was easy to obtain, and I was like, so is this like a? So is this like a medicine?
This is like something that people make with like pill like makers. I don't know if you know what a pill press is.
No.
It's basically where they put all the ingredients and then they press it and it becomes a pill.
Oh.
That's how they make pills, but they have like hand presses for it. We're giving the drug community way too much information. And they're, but they'll do it.
Do this at home.
How do you know
please,
this?
Please don't. Oh no!
How do I know this, TJ?
I watched a documentary.
Okay.
You know, I don't remember a lot about last night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy, oh boy, do I have to go.
What did you do to Michael, TJ?
Anyway, so the marijuana was pressed to be a drug because Reagan had nothing else to go against. And some of the Americans were a little bit outraged about it because it started to spread lies.
Blame it on Reagan.
Yeah. I mean, that's what it is. That was his war on drugs.
It's his fault.
The whole
war on drugs is stupid anyways, if we're being honest. Like drugs are not something that you should make like political, and like war, that's like a big political thing really. Well, drug addiction is just something so much deeper. Like, it's actually, like, a big human problem.
Right, yeah, tell us about it.
So, like, a war on drugs, that's just kind of stupid to say, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think the war on drugs was really supposed to be, it was meant to be a war on, like, coke and, like, illegal drug trade, but it turned into this whole thing of people who are addicted to drugs get into, like, the crossfire of the drug community.
Yeah, but, like saying a war on drugs is just kind of... It's not really like a positive image to the people dealing with it. Like, it kind of seems like a negative thing that you're just attaching to them. It's just going to make it really difficult for them to recover. Like,
yes. More than,
like, we talked about this in class a lot. And like, I don't like referring to it as a war on drugs.
Right. But that was his campaign motto, though.
Yeah. I get that. I thought that was kind of.
And I agree. I agree with you. Like, I agree that we shouldn't make drugs into a thing where it's like, if you're doing drugs, it's you're a horrible person. It's just like, maybe something in someone's life is messed up, or maybe like at some point they were like given too much of one thing and then they just became addicted. You know, people have an addictive personality.
Yeah.
Drug addiction wasn't as much of a problem then as it is now too, though. Like, it wasn't something that you just see everywhere like we do now.
Yeah, like last night.
Yeah. I think that at the time it probably wasn't as big of a deal to just say war on drugs because it was like, it wasn't just like something that everybody could get a hold of. But it's changed over time, and we need to start doing something different about it.
Yeah.
It was all good intentions, but it just doesn't work.
Yeah.
I feel like it's kind of crappy that the American people are losing their grip on their government, on our government, because it's supposed to be...
The government for the American people is supposed to be the American people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we're supposed to get people that we want to be on there to be...
Yeah.
Who we need, but it feels like whatever we want they don't care. They're going to pass what they want.
Yeah. Like, they're not really for us. They're for themselves.
Yeah, exactly. And that makes me very angry.
And I mean, they're not really struggling either. Like, they don't know what it is to be the working class because they're making good money. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know that they spend a lot of it going back and forth, but like, they're making, I think it's like $5,000 or $6,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the problem with politicians now, the reason why it's not really what we want anymore, is because we're getting back to where we have monopolies.
Yeah,
you're right.
I mean, they aren't technically monopolies because they all have different names, but the conglomerates like PepsiCo, Coca-Cola, they're all just becoming basically monopolies. They own everything. And it's just like why Teddy Roosevelt disbanded monopolies way back whenever he was president, because they were starting to get a hold where they could control the government, and it's happening again.
Yeah, the monopoly of America is kind of ridiculous. Like, we have let them become a monopoly.
Yeah.
And we should never have let them become a monopoly. Uh-huh. That we let them buy out our shops, our mom and pop shops, you know, stuff like that. And that's why I have so much respect for small business owners.
Yeah.
Because,
would you say that's like? Would you say that that's like kind of like a direct effect of capitalism?
No.
Because you can own like whatever businesses you want.
I think that. Well, I mean, I think that's just a. I think that's just a direct effect of people who can't afford to keep their own business going and don't have the back that they need.
It's also the government not paying enough attention to it too, because whenever Teddy Roosevelt was president, he put things in place to where you could bust up monopolies.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I don't know if there's been anything done like that in years.
Another thing is a lot of the monopolies that are happening right now, they have become a mob figure. So whenever they want a place or they need a place, they will run that business to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll buy out that business when they're at their very worst. That's why a lot of the people that owned like Druthers and Burger Queen or whatever.
Dairy Queen.
No, Burger Queen. That's what Dairy Queen was before it was.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was Burger King or Burger Queen.
Mm-hmm.
But they bust up those small places. They're like, we're gonna run you to the ground. We're gonna take all your customers because we're gonna be faster. We're gonna be cheaper. And then when they are run into the ground nose first, that's when they come in and strike. They're predators. The monopolies are predators.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to put it all on the upper class, but the upper class is definitely a direct influence of that.
Oh yeah.
That's what the mob did. The American mafia.
Yeah.
Whenever another mob guy came in, they were like, we're going to run you to the ground. We're not going to kill you. We're going to run you down until you can't fight no more. And then we're going to buy you out. And that's exactly what big business is doing to us.
Yeah.
And this is a very interesting conversation.
And people are like, they say, well, consumers can fix that. We can fix that by buying from small mom and pop shops. And yeah, we can do that. But the problem is, mom and pop shops have to charge more to keep their business open because they don't have the resources. They don't have a machine that's just spitting out little patties to raise and sell out. They have to do more work, so they have to charge more.
Yeah.
And it makes it, as a consumer, you're going to be trying to go for the cheapest option. Most people, anyway.
Yeah.
Especially like college students and all.
Yeah, and that's what they prey on is people who are
poor.
Yeah. They need money from the poor to feed the rich.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I don't like about the class systems.
Yeah,
I don't like putting a label on somebody, but it happens a lot. And a big place that happens is India a lot of the times.
Yeah, India's real bad.
Yeah, they actually have like a complete class system. Yeah. Ours is just a ranking, basically.
Yeah, theirs is like, in America, you have the ability to, if you're born into poverty, then you can work your way up to where you can become, if not wealthy or rich, you can be comfortable.
Yeah.
But in India, if you're born into poverty, you're not allowed to go up. You stay in poverty. That's where they believe that's where you belong, so that's where you're going to stay. There's no way out.
That's what I think.
They refer to it as the caste system,
right? Yeah, the caste system.
Yeah, the caste system is also, like, it's not directly off of Buddhism, but it's it's heavily based off of Buddhistic traditions, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. where they're like, you were born as an untouchable, and as that, we cannot touch you. So we will never let you do anything. And that's another thing with India. Like, but some parts of India are Christian.
And a lot of it's Hindu.
Yeah, a lot of it's Hindu and Christian, but that's what people like misunderstand sometimes about certain Buddhist traditions, because people are like, Buddhists are should be nice to each other no matter what. Mm-hmm. They should be nice to people no matter what. But in a way, you also have to respect that if you're born in a certain place at a certain time or as a certain way, then you're that way for a reason in your past life. And really, that, you know, you would never know, because you're not conscious during that time.
That's kind of like Hinduism too.
Yeah, Hinduism is a big one too.
Yeah, that's the one where they believe that if you're good in your life, then you'll get reincarnated as a cow. Mm-hmm. And that's why they don't eat beef.
The Wait, Hindus. I might be getting Hinduism and Buddhism mixed up.
I think you were.
But like, the thing is like, there's so Buddhism is also the form of reincarnation too.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think Hinduism and Buddhism have, like, they hold hands in hand. So like, that's what I got confused. Yeah. But I think Buddhism is actually a better.
Yeah. I think the two biggest religions in India is, if I remember right, is Islam and Hinduism.
Hinduism.
Yeah, Hinduism, I think, is the
big one.
Yeah, but there's a lot of fights between Muslims and Hindus.
I'm pretty sure there's lots of Catholics in India, is what Teja was telling me.
Yeah.
Yeah, Teja and Pete have both told me that there's a lot of... Well, Teja, Pete, and... I can't remember his name. Effie.
Yeah. He's Catholic, isn't he?
He's Christian?
Mm-hmm. No.
And so is Pete.
The Catholic Church right here in town actually has a priest from India.
Oh, yeah. He is from India, isn't mm-hmm. he?
Very religious place.
Yeah.
Very respectable in that way. I just think that we've... That's where a lot of our problems stem from, too, is money, 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 money. And that's where a lot of our politicians are like, money, 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 money.
Everything is money motivated.
Everything is money motivated in America, and that's really aggravating.
Like, if you look around, like, literally, all you see, like, it's all connected to money somehow.
Yeah. And I'm really tired of this college education being way too expensive.
Yeah, and it's going to be going up with COVID stuff.
Mm-hmm. You could take the cheaper route and get online, but who's going to hire you with an online degree? You know, like that you might get hired with an online degree, like if you're doing something like Bradley is doing, but I need hands-on training.
Yeah. Yeah. And, like doctors, like, my girlfriend is wanting to do something with medicine. She can't do it online. She has to go the expensive route, which they make good money though. So right. It's not as big a deal for medical people, but there's all kinds of different jobs where you have to have that hands-on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, I can make up to like 100,000 is like the main average yearly. So like the average is 50,000 to 80,000, and then the highest that they get is 100,000.
Yeah.
So it just really depends. Are you Justin Timberlake, you know? Or not Justin Timberlake, Ryan Seacrest?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you a local newscaster?
Yeah.
You know, whichever one it is. Are you Joe Rogan? Or are you freaking a guy that writes for the newspaper?
Yeah, yeah. Sounds like somebody's in here.
I guess there might be someone in our house. Hold on. Yeah, I know. I do that all the time. All right, guys, we're fine. Don't worry about it. It's the plumbers. Plumbers are here to fix the hot water. Water! Oh, man. That was kind of creepy.
There's always stuff happening on your podcast now.
Yes, sir. This is going to be a cursed podcast. Yeah. We're not bored anymore. It's cursed.
The Cursed Society.
The Cursed Society. No! That sounds like a podcast that could be like... directly motivated by, like, you know, hauntings and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. That'd be kind of cool name.
We could do like a Board Society like knockoff where you go on there and you're just like not a knockoff but a spinoff.
Yeah, yeah.
Called the Curse Society. Bradley went into pee. But yeah, it's yeah, that's exactly how people usually do it in certain countries. Oh, my landlord's husband is Indian.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's a cool guy. I like him a lot. I like this place. All right, guys, it has been 25 minutes, so we're gonna have to wrap up the podcast for this half. Thank you guys for tuning in. If you want to see more, hit us up on Facebook, and well, we're available on everywhere you get your podcast, Radio Public. We got Spotify, and definitely check out the Anchor podcast app. It's on the App Store, Google and iPhone, iOS. Check out our YouTube at The Board Society, and we'll have more content coming your way. Any last words, boys?
I hope you enjoy.
Be safe out there.
Be safe out there. Michael, would you like to come back for another one at some point?
Oh, yeah, that's fun.
You had fun?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you guys for listening, and have a good night.